Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Gimel. We are holding on daf Pei Beis and Beis. Elisha left off at Esvei, two lines from the bottom of the page. I thank Elisha Graf for giving the shiur yesterday while I was in Chicago. And today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LaShalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall return home safely. What we're going to discuss in today's daf is the following. First, we're going to continue the conversation about Rav Sheshes. We're going to have two different challenges to Rav Sheshes' shita. Rav Sheshes held that a Kohen Tameh who does the Avoda is not Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. So we're going to have two different challenges where we try to demonstrate that a Kohen Tameh who does the Avoda is yes Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim against Rav Sheshes. Then the Gemara is going to quote a Brisa toward the top of Amud Aleph. Actually, the Gemara is going to quote a Brisa that lists off 11 different Averos for which one is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. And the whole rest of the daf is going to be going through one by one how we know that each of those 11 things are Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. The Brisa then tells us that there are three things that one is not Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim and that are simply a Lo Saseh, and that will bring us into to tomorrow's daf when we elaborate on those three through the end of the perek. So let's begin. Again, we are two lines from the end of the page on daf, Pei Beis Amud Beis. So Esvei, the Gemara challenges Rav Sheshes. Again, Rav Sheshes held that a Kohen who is Tameh and he does the Avoda is not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, but we have a Mishnah, Maseches Vachem, that tells us as follows. Hayotzek, if a person pours oil on a Karban Mincha, Karban Mincha involves flour and oil, Vabolel, or if he does the belila, he mixes the flour with the oil, the poses, or he crumbles up the karban mincha after it's baked, hamaleach, or he puts salt on the karban before it goes on the mizbeach, because the pasuk says al kol karban chatakriv melach, that every karban gets salt, even a karban mincha needs salt, hamenif, if someone waves the karban, hamagish, if someone brings the karban toward the mizbeach, the pasuk says vigisha la mizbeach, that they bring it to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. So, Mesader Sashulchan, or someone who arranges the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan, or a Meitev Saneiro, someone who cleans out the menorah, the Neiros from the menorah after they would light the Neiros at night, the Kohen would come in the morning and he'd remove the wick and whatever oil was left and he would clean out the cups. So, Tosus raises the question, why doesn't it mention over here the person who puts in Shemen and Psila in the menorah, which is also the same din as Hatavas HaNeiros. So the Rashba in the Tshuva says that that's a part of Hatavas HaNeiros, meaning it is being mentioned over here. Hametavas HaNeiros includes replacing the oil and the wicks in the menorah. Vakometz, someone who takes the kmitza from the karban mincha, vamekabel damim, someone who catches the blood when they shech the karban in the mizrak, and then they catches the blood in the special kli. If he does any of those things, bachutz, any of those things outside of the mikdash, even though those are all avodas of the mikdash, Potter. He's Potter from Kares, because what do all those things have in common? None of them are the Gemar HaAvoda. They are not the final step of the Avoda. The Yotzik, the Bolol, Poses, Maleach, Meinif, Magish, and Kometz are all Avodas related to the Karban Mincha, but they're all followed by the Aktaras HaKometz Al Gavei HaMizbeach, which is the Ikar Avoda, the burning of the Kometz, and that's the Gemar HaAvoda. After you Mesada the Shulchan with the Lechem HaPanim, there's the siluk habezichim v'aktarasam. You have to remove the bezichei levona and be makter the levona. That's the gemara avoda. After you clean out the neiros of the menorah in the morning, there's the hadlok of the menorah in the evening. That's the gemara avoda. After you makabel the dam from a karban, there's the zrikas hadam, and that's the gemara avoda. So all of these things that we just mentioned, what they all have in common is that they are parts of avoda, but they're not the gemara avoda. And therefore, if a person does any of these things outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he is potter from Kares. Ve'in chayavin aleihen lo mishum zarus, and a person who's not a Kohen who does any of these things in the Mikdash is not going to be chayav misa b'dei shemayim, because only a gemar ha'avoda you're chayav misa b'dei shemayim for. Ve'lo mishum tuma, and a Kohen who does any of these things while he is tameh is not going to be chayav, because anything that a zar is not chayav on, a Kohen tameh is also not chayav on. The isra of a zar and a Kohen tameh are derived derived from the very same pasuk, and therefore we know anything that is zar is not going to be chayiv on. Kohen Tameh is not going to be chayiv on. The pasuk says, "Daber al Aaron ve'al banav einazru mikatche bnei Yisrael v'leichalu Hashem kachi asher hei mikatchem li ani Hashem." So v'einazru v'leichalu is an iser for a kohen to be to do avoda while he is tameh. But Chazal darshan in Maseches Vachim from the words bnei Yisrael, which seems to be extra because bnei Yisrael who are not Chazal darshan that bnei Yisrael that are not mizera Aaron, even if they're tahar, they're not allowed to do the avoda, and they're going to be mechallel the avoda. So the same issur that applies to a kohen tamei applies to a zar who's not tamei. So since the issur of being a zar doing the avoda and the issur of being a kohen tamei doing the avoda are derived from the same pasuk, we assume they have the same rules, and that's what Rashi points out over here. Now Tosas raises the question: even though tamei is not chayiv for doing these avodos, but how could he be potter? After all, a tamei goes into the Beis Hamikdash is chayiv kares for going into the Beis Hamikdash. The etzem haknisa, just going in, he's already going to be chayiv. So, and even if he became tamei in the Mikdash, staying in the Mikdash is going to be enough to be mechayiv him. So how can we say that a kohen tamei who does all of these avodos is not going to be chayiv, that he's going to be potter? Granted, he may be potter from the misa b'dei shemayim that one would get for doing avoda while he's tamei, but he's not potter. He went into the Beis Hamikdash while he's tamei, and that carries its own chiyuv. So why don't we say that he's chayiv anyway for entering the Mikdash? And you're going to tell me maybe he became tamei in the Mikdash? Even if you become tamei in the Mikdash, if you stay there, you're chayiv. So he stayed there long enough to do these avodos, so he's going to be chayiv anyway. So Tosa says, an unbelievable ukimta, Tosa says that it must be the Mishnah talking about a case that the guy became tamei in the Mikdash, so he didn't walk in while he was tamei. Aye, but even staying there long enough to do any of these avodos, he must have done these avodos on his walk out. While he was walking out, didn't take any extra time, so he took a beeline right out of there, but while he was doing that, he did one of these avodos, and didn't take any extra time, therefore there's no iser of tumah in the Mikdash. Okay, so v'lo mishum mechusar begadim, a kohen who does any of these avodos while he's missing one of the big day kahuna is not going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim like a kohen who's mechutz b'gadim would normally be chayiv. V'lo mishum mechutz yadayim raglayim, and a kohen who didn't wash his hands and feet before doing any of these avodos is also not going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, even though normally a kohen who does avoda without rechitzas yadayim raglayim is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara is medayik that it's dafka these avodos that if you do a betumah you're not going to be chayiv. Why? Because they're not the Gemara avoda. There's yesh acharehen avoda. But hamakdir, but if he was makdir the kometz hamincha, he did the Gemara avoda of the korban mincha chayiv. Apparently a kohen tamei who does the Gemara avoda is taka going to be chayiv. So my love misa, what do you think chayiv means? Doesn't that mean that he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? And isn't it therefore a kasha on Rav Sheshes? Again, all of this was to challenge Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had said that a kohen tamei that does the avoda is not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. And here we're told in this Mishnah that anything that's not a Gemara avoda, he's not going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. But the implication is that if it is a Gemara avoda, like being makdir the kmitza, he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Isn't that a kasha on Rav Sheshes? So it says, well, lo, ba'asara, who says that it had anything about misa b'dei shemayim? It just tells us that had it been a Gemara avoda, he'd be chayiv. Chayiv what? For violating a lo sase in the Torah. Ella, but according to you, that the chiyuv that it says in the Mishnah doesn't mean misa, it just means a regular lo sase, zar nami la'asara. When it says that a zar who does the avoda is going to be chayiv if he does a Gemara avoda, that's also only in asara. A non kohen goes in and decides to be makdir the kometz of a korban mincha, he's not going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. He's only going to be chayiv. He's only going to be chayiv for violating an asara, violating a lo sasei v'aksiv. But doesn't the pasuk say beferish v'azara karev yumas? So you see clearly that it's misa. So says Mary, yeah, hakadisa v'hakadisa. The chiyuv of a zar is misa. The chiyuv of a kohen tameh is not misa. It's just an asara. So ask the Gemara, you're going to say that a kohen tameh that's makdir, it's only a lav mechal di yotzek ubolel lav nami lo. Wait, you're telling me that if he does the Gemara avoda, it's going to be only a lav. But all of the things that we listed in the Mishnah that are not the Gemara avoda are less than that. It's not even a lav. Va'atanya, but don't we have a brisa that says Azhara liyotzei kabbala minayin tamalomar kedoshim liyu velo yichalulu? Don't we have a drasha from a pasuk to teach me that there is an azhara for things that are not the Gemara voda? So says Gemara, when the brisa says that there is an azhara for yotzei kabbala b'tuma, that's midrabanan ukras machta bialma. That's only a din midrabanan. The pasuk is nasmachta bialma. But einachinami on the daraisa level, there is not even a violation of an asara for things that are not the Gemara Voda, for a Tamei person doing things that are not the Gemara Voda. So Meisvei, so now the Gemara challenges Rav Sheshes from another Braisa. Ve'elu hein shebemisa. Tamei Shashimesh. It says, among the people who are chayiv, Misa Bidei Shemayim, is a Tamei Kohen who does the Avoda. Okay, well, that's directly against Rav Sheshes. Tiyufta. There's nothing Rav Sheshes could do about that. That's a Beferish Abraisa that lists among the things that a person is chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim for a Kohen Tamei who does the Avoda. So that taka is a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, well, where did we pull that line from? V'elu hein shebemisa Tamei Shashimesh. So the whole rest of the daf is going to be the Braisa that we pulled that line from. Gufa. So let's go back to that Braisa. The Braisa lists off 11 Averos, for which one is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, Ve'elu Shebemisa. The following are one is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for. What's the difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Kares? Both of them are taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both of them involve a person dying a little bit younger. So Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Chuvin, Shar Gimel, Os Kuf Chav Dalid writes that Misa is that if a person was going to live for 70 years or 80 years, he lives to less than 60, which again sounds a lot like Kares. Kares means you don't make it to your 60th birthday. So Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chafei writes that Kares means that not only is he going to die, but his children are also going to die during his lifetime, and he's not going to have any more children. He's going to be Holei Hariri. And when we say his children are going to die, it means Banav Katanim. The Banav Gedolim are not going to die because they have to earn their own death. They're not going to die because of him doing an aver that's chayiv kares. But Misa B'dei Shemayim only has to do with him, has nothing to do with his kids. That's how Rashi understands Masech Shabbos. That's the difference in kares and Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Riva is quoted in Tosfos in the first daf in Masech Yevamos that by kares it's also only him and not his children, unless the Torah specifically says that he's going to be childless. So standard kares does not involve the children. So what's the difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and kares? It's only just how much shorter his life is going to be. If you're Chayiv Kares, he's going to die before the age of 50. Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, he's going to die before the age of 60. So that's the difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Kares, according to the Riva. But anyway, Elu Shebemisa, the following 11 Averos, a person is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim for. Number one, Ha'ochal Asa Tevel. Someone who eats Tevel, he eats Peros that you didn't take Truma Samaisos from. Number two, Kohen Tamei Sha'achal Truma Torah. A Tamei Kohen eating Truma that's tahar. Number three, zar sha'achlas truma, a non-kohen eating truma. Number four, zar shashimesh, a non-kohen doing the avod in the Beis Hamikdash. Number five, tamei shashimesh. That was the one we just quoted, right? That's the one that was against Rav Sheshes, a tamei kohen doing the avod in the Mikdash. Number six, utvul yom, a tvul yom is someone who went to the mikveh that day, but he's not totally tahar until the till tzeisa kochavim shashimesh. So that does the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk says by eating truma uva shemesh v'teher v'achar yochel menakodshim, and the pasuk also says v'yochel menakodshim kim rachatz besar b'mayim. So it sounds like in order for him to be able to eat truma, he needs to have bia shemesh. And another pasuk says he needs to have a tevila. So the pasuk sounds like right after the tevila he already becomes tahar. So that's what the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Dalet says, that through the tevila he's partially tahar and he's allowed to eat meiser, but achilas truma is going to have to wait till the evening, till tzeis hakochavim. So that's what we're saying, that a tevul yom didn't yet have tzeis hakochavim and he's shimesh, he does avod in the Beis Hamikdash, he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Number seven, a kohen who's missing one of the big dikuk kuhuna, doing the avoda. Number eight, mechusar kapara, someone who is a zav or a mitzara that's not totally tar until they bring their karban the next day, so they're missing their karban and they go and they do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Number nine, v'shelo rachat yadayim v'raglayim, someone, a kohen, who did not do rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim and went into the Beis HaMikdash, did the avoda. That's actually this week's parsha. That's parsha Kisisa on the first aliyah, that someone who doesn't have rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim is going to be chayv misa b'day shemayim. Number 10, u'shuyayin, someone who drank wine and did the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. Number 11, u'prui rosh, a kohen that didn't get the proper haircut. They allowed their hair to grow more than 30 days. A kohen used to have to get a haircut every 30 days. So if he allowed his hair to grow more than 30 days and he did the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be chayiv misa b'day shemayim. Now, those are 11 of the things that are chayiv misa b'day shemayim. The Ramban in Sagas, the Sefer HaMitzvos, points out there are many others that you're chayiv misa b'day shemayim for as well. A kohen that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim not for the sake of avoda, or a kohen who just abandons his avoda in the middle. A Levi who does the avoda of the Kohanim. A kohen who does the avoda of the Levium. The Levium themselves switch from one from the avoda they should be doing to the one of the avodas they should not be doing. Someone who's kovish nevuasa, we're going to see in the Mishnah Daf Peites, a navi who withholds his nevua, and someone who's mevater al devrei navi, someone who ignores a navi who violates things that he says himself. There are many, many things for which a person is chayiv misa bidei shemayim. Now, all of the misos that are mentioned over here, if you do it, if you get hasra'a for it, it's a violation of a lo saseh, and l'chori, you get malchus for it, except for if you went into the Beis HaMikdash without rechitz yadayim v'raglayim, because that's only an aseh. That's a mitzvah saseh to be rechitz yadayim v'raglayim. But the rest of them are all lo saseh, and since they're all lo saseh, one would get malchus. Now, we know, the Rambam writes, and the Gemara says in Maseches Makos, that if a person is chayiv kares, and they get malchus for the thing for that they're chayiv kares for, that they're going to be potter from the kares. So the Chaim Meiser points out, l'chora the same is true of misa b'day shemayim. I mean, if that's true of kares, if malchus is enough to exempt someone from kares, and kares is worse than misa b'day shemayim, the same is true when it comes to misa b'day shemayim. So all of these are lo saseis. If the person got a hasra'a, he better not do that, or else he can be chayiv malchus, and then he gets the malchus, so then he's going to be potter from the misa b'day shemayim. But this is the list of 11 things for which one is chayiv misa b'day shemayim. Aval, but the following three, one is not chayiv misa b'day shemayim for. Orel va'onen v'yoshev en misa l'bas hara. Someone who doesn't have a bris mila because his brothers died as a result of mila, and he's not allowed to do the avoda, and he does the avoda, or an onen. Onen in the Torah means someone who whose relative died that day. It's irrelevant whether it's before kavura or after kavura. It's not what we call an onen. What we colloquially call an onen, the Tanaim called mishe meso mutal lefanav. Different halacha. Misha meso mutal lefanav means you still have to be osek in the kavura. That can last more than a day, and so it doesn't have to be the day the fellow died, and it only lasts until kavura, where a person is potter from mitzvos. When we talk about onin, we're talking about an iser d'oraisa of doing avoda, of eating maestros, that the Torah specifically, eating kachim, that the Torah specifically identifies. So an onin who does the avoda, and a yoshev, someone who does the avoda while sitting down. So all of those things passel the avoda, but it's not misa b'dei shemayim, it's only an ashara. Balmum, what about a kohen who's balmum? So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yom Misa v'chamom basara. That's a machlokas whether he chayiv misa b'dei shemayim or not. He's in bimeila. If a person purposely got hana'a from Hegdish, where he violates Mi'ila, had he done it b'shogeg, he'd be chayiv karban Mi'ila. Rabbi Yom Misa v'chamom basara. That also is a machlokas. So we have 11 things that you're chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for sure. We have three things that you're for sure not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for. Then we have two things that are a machlokas, whether one is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim or not. That's the brisa. Now the rest of the daf, explaining and elaborating on the brisa. So we take one by one. Ha'ochel aset tevel min olan. How do I know that a person who eats tevel is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? Da amar Shmuel mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Shmuel says the name of Rabbi Eliezer minay lo ochel aset tevel shul b'misa. How do I know someone who eats tevel is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim? Because the pasuk says v'lo yichalu es kachet b'nei Yisrael lisa sheyarim l'Hashem ba'asidim litro makasam medaber. The pasuk is talking about being mechalal kachim, which means trumos that did not have the truma taken from it, but you're supposed to have, meaning it's something that didn't have truma taken from it, but it's supposed to, and it's telling us that you're not allowed to eat it prior to the truma being taken from it. And once I know that it's talking about tevel, something that truma wasn't taken it from, the yalif chilul chilul mi truma. I learned a gezeirah shava of chilul chilul from truma that a person eats while they're tamei. Because by tevel it says v'lo yichalulu. By a tamei person who eats truma, the pasuk says v'shomer shmishmarti v'lo yisrael of chetu meisubo ki yichaluluhu. So malala, just like by a tamei person eating truma b'misa, I know that it's misa b'nei shemayim. Afkan b'misa. So too, when it comes to eating tevel, it's misa b'nei shemayim. Frankly, Gemara, that's it. You learn it from chilul chilul. There's another place where it also says chilul, and it's not misa b'nei shemayim. V'nelev chilul chilul minosar. Why don't I learn chilul chilul from someone who eats nosar, someone who eats kachem meat after the zman achila is over, where it all says the lashon of chilul? It says va'ochla va'vano yisaki as kodesh Hashem chilul v'nichras anevshi me'emeha. And that's not misa b'nei shemayim. That's kares malalan b'kares afkan b'kares. So maybe I should say that a person who eats tevel is chayiv kares. Worse than misa b'nei shemayim, says Gemara. No, we have to figure out eating tevel. Is it more similar to a eating truma betuma, or is it more similar to eating nosar? So mistavra truma have mitruma have lemelef. It's more mistaver that we're going to compare eating tevel to eating truma while one is tamei shekain, because there are a lot that they have in common between eating truma and eating tevel, and they are as follows. Number one, truma. Both Yisurim relate to Truma. Someone eats Truma Betuma, he's violating eating Truma Betuma. Someone eats Tevel, he's essentially, by the way Rashi understands, he's essentially violating Truma. Because what's Tevel? Tevel is produce that the Truma was not taken out from yet. So all you're doing when you're eating tevel is a quasi-violation of truma. That's a big assumption. The Rishonim are not so convinced about that. Tosa says, no, the Isra of tevel is a separate Isra. It has nothing to do with the Yisr of Truma. That's the discussion Rav Yosef Engel has in Asvan Daraisa and Klal Beis. Do we understand the Yisr of eating Truma that it's like Tevel that's not Mesukan, that it's Tevel that was never fixed because it is the Truma? Do we understand the Yisr of Tevel as being an Yisr of Truma that's mixed in? Or are they just two totally separate Yisurim, right? It's a three-sided Chakira. It could be that the whole Yisr of Tevel is a function of Truma, or it could be the reverse. The whole Yisr of Truma is a function of Tevel that was never that's not Mesukan, because the whole rest of it is Mesukan because the Truma was removed. But maybe the Yisr Tevel remains and becomes even stronger on the little bit of Truma, or they're just totally separate Yisurim. So Rashi seems to be taking a stand over here, right? Rashi seems to be saying the Inyan of Tevel is that there's Truma in there. So that's one thing they have in common. Chutz La'aretz, Truma and Tevel are both only in Eretz Yisrael, but Nosar could apply anywhere. Really? Nosar is Karban. How could it apply anywhere? So Rashi writes, Bizmana Migdash, Nosar does not apply in Chutz La'aretz, because if the Basar left the Migdash or left Yerushalayim, it was already Nifsal B'Yotze, so it cannot become Nosar at that point, it's already possible. But when there were Makrav Karbanos in Chutz La'aretz, meaning when we were in the Midbar still and we were Makrav Karbanos, or Bizman that you were allowed to be Makrav on Bamos, so then Nosar could apply even in Chutz La'aretz, because there was no Psul Yotze. So Nosar at least technically can apply in Chutz La'aretz. Number three, Hutra, both by a Tamei that eats Truma and the Yisr Tevel, there's a heter. A Tamei could go to the mikveh and become Tar. Tevel, you could be Mafresh and it will stop to be Tevel. But Nosar is always Nosar. There's no undoing Nosar. And number four, Berabim, the word Chilul that we learned the Gezeirah Shava from between Truma and Tevel is a plural word, Yichaluluhu and Yichalulu. But by Nosar, yes, it has the Shorish Chilul, but it's singular. It's Chilul. So it's a better Gzeirah Shava. Number five, Peros. Truma and Tevel both relate to Peros. Nosar is always about meat. Number six, Pigul. Pigul, you shecht with the kavana that you're going to eat it, chutzlis mano, and that passes the karban. So in that sense, Truma and Tevel both don't have a din of pigul, only kachim has a din of pigul. And number seven, nosar, kachim that become pasul by having the zman pass. That's not knowing by Truma, it's not knowing by Tevel, it's only knowing by kachim. So that's why we learn the chilul between Truma and Tevel, and not from nosar. Says Gemara, well, I might have suggested that we should learn Tevel from Nosar, because it has certain things in common. Shekein, Psul Ochel, both of them are Psul of the food itself. truma betuma is not an psul in the chefts of the food. It's a problem in the kohen that the kohen is tamei and ein lo heter b'mikvah, and neither of them can you have heter b'mikvah. Truma becomes mutter to a kohen after he goes to the mikvah, but tevel does not become mutter when you go to the mikvah. Noser does not become mutter when you go to the mikvah. So says Gemara, okay, you're right that we have certain things that tevel is more similar to noser, but there are only two ways that tevel is more similar to noser. We had seven ways that tevel is more similar to truma betuma. So therefore, hanach nefishin, we're going to go with the one that's more that has more commonalities between them, and that's the gzera shava we choose. Ravina amar chil derab madiv. Ravina says, no, we're talking gzera shava. Forget about counting up the numbers of which one it has more in common with. One of the gzera shavas is much more on the mark than the other, because to learn tevel from truma, they both have chilul in the plural. Yichalulu, chiluluhu. Whereas by nosar, it's chilul in the singular. Gzera shava is about matching up words. So the words are much more similar when they're both in the plural. So v'kamin tam yishach l'chuma tor minalan. Now example number two of chayv misa b'day shemayim. Again, the whole rest of the daf is just going through the examples. So a tamei kohen who eats truma tahora, how do I know that he's chayv misa b'day shemayim? Damar Shmuel, minayin l'kohen tamei shachot truma tahora shub misa b'day shemayim. How do I know that a kohen who is tamei, who's eating truma that is tahor, is chayv misa b'day shemayim? D'chsiv, because the pasuk says v'shamres mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chayt, and the pasuk goes on umesu voki chaluluhu. So you see that it's talking about an isur of kohanim tamei eating truma. So the Gemara says from Shmuel asking how we know this chayv misa tahora in, sounds like dafka truma tahora a kohen tamei is going to be chayv misa b'day shemayim for. But tamei lo, let's say it was a kohen tamei eating truma tamei, so it sounds like you're not chayv misa for that, for a kohen tamei eating truma that's tamei. Tamar Shmuel, Amar Reb Lazar, minayin the kohen tamei shachal truma tamei she'eino b'misa, and that's exactly correct, because Shmuel says, how do I know that a kohen tamei that eats truma that's tamei is not chayv misa b'day shemayim? Shenamar, because the pasuk says, when it talks about someone tamei eating truma, it says that he's going to be chayiv misa because he was mechalal the kedusha. As opposed to truma that's already tamei, he wasn't mechal of the kedusha. It already was mechul v'omedes. It was already mechulal because it was already tamei. So the Rishonim raised the following obvious question: how could you ever have a case of a kohen tamei eating truma tahora? Meaning, whenever a kohen tamei is eating truma tahora, he has to touch it, and if he touches it, it's now become truma tamei. So a kohen tamei. So you're going to tell me kohen tamei eats truma tahora, he's chayv misa b'day shemayim. But a kohen tamei eats truma tamei, he's not chayv misa b'day shemayim. So he should never be chayv misa b'day shemayim because it's always going to be tamei. So Tosus over here in the top Tosus, Nibra Maskel Prat, says that we're talking about a case shetachav lo chaveru l'toch grono, that he didn't touch the truma. Someone else who was tar took the truma, put it on a stick, and stuck it down his throat. So he ate it without ever touching it. And therefore, he was never metame the truma. Again, quite a nukimta. That's the only case where a kohen tamei eating truma tahora is going to be chayv misa b'day shemayim. Then Tosa says, no, it could be that we're misunderstanding the whole sugya. The reason that he's potter for eating truma tamei is because is not because he's ruining the kedusha of the truma. We're talking about a case where the tumah of the truma came before the tumah of the kohen. That's what it means. That when was he potter for eating truma tamei? If the truma was tamei before he became tamei. But if he was tamei first, then in a chinami, he's going to be chayv misa b'day shemayim. So if before he became tamei, the truma was already usher for because it was already an isser essay, it was already truma tamei. So when he became tamei, the rule is ein isser chalal isser. So his isra of achilas truma is not going to be chal on the already existing isra say of the truma tamei. Why do I need a pasuk to darshan it? Why don't I just say ein isser chalal isser, and that's why he's going to be pater if the truma had already been tamei? Maybe this is the source, says Tosos, of ein isser chalal isser. Maybe this exact halacha is the basis of ein isser chalal isser. Okay, item number three on the list: v'zar sha'achal isser truma. We said a zar and non kohen who eats truma is chayv misa b'day shemayim. So Amar Rav, zar shachal isser truma loka. A zar who eats truma is going to get malchus for violating a losase. So Amri le Rav Kana v'Rav Asi le Rav Kana Ravasi said to Rav, Lemamar Bemisa, you're underselling it. It's Misa B'dei Shemayim. It's not just Malkus. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says that V'kol Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh, and we learn from the Smicha Saparsha where it says Umesu Bo, that it's about a Zor that eats Truma. So Rav will answer, no, V'kol Zor, if V'kol Zor would have been written right next to the words Umesu Bo, then Ein Echinami, you'd be right. You'd learn that a Zor who eats Truma is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. But Ani Hashem Mekadsham Hivsik Inyan. There's another phrase that's mafsik between Umesu Bo and Vekol Zar, and therefore Zar Weitz Truma is not going to be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. He's only going to get Malkus. So that's how Rav learns that Rav holds he's not Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Meisvei. So the Gemara challenges Velu Ein Shem Misa Zar Ochel Truma. What do you mean? Our Brisa listed a Zar Weitz Truma as one of the people who are Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rav, what are you going to do with our Brisa? Masnisa the Rav Karabas. Gemara says, what's Rav going to do with a Brisa? Rav doesn't worry about a Brisa going against him. Rav Tanu Hu Palik. Rav is a Tana. Rav argues on Brisas all the time, meaning he's not actually a Tana, but he doesn't mind arguing on Tanaim, and therefore it's not that you can't ask any kashas on Rav from a Brisa. Vizor Shashimesh. Next item on the list was a Zor who does avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, where we said that he's Chayiv Misa. How do I know? Duchsiv Vazor Krevi Mas. Pasuk says, Beferish, that is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Vitame Shashimesh. Next item on the list was a Tameh who did avoda while he was Tameh, where he's also Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Kedibay Minei Rav Chia Baravin Me Rav Yosef. Rav Chia Baravin asked from Rav Yosef, Minayin L'Tameh Shashimesh B'Misa. How do I know that's true that a Tameh person that does the avoda is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Daber El B'nei Aaron Ve'El Banav Ve'Yinazru Mikotche B'nei Yisrael Lo Yichalu Hashem Kachi. So it's an ashara vayinazru to separate from avodas hamikdash while you are tamei v'yaldiv chilul mitruma. And since that ashara is used with is formulated with the word chilul, so we learn from truma from a kohen tamei who eats truma where it also uses the word chilul. It says umesu boki chaluluhu. So malahalon, just like a tamei person that eats truma b'misa is chayv misa b'dei shemayim afka. And b'misa, so too with Tamei Shashimesh, a Tamei Kohen who does the avoda is going to be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. It's going to be the same Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now the Ran asked the Kasha, why do I need to learn from Gzeir Shava? There's a hekesh already between a Tamei Shashimesh and a Zar Shashimesh, and we already learned a Zar Shashimesh is Chayiv Misa. So we already had Zar Shashimesh. That was the previous drasha, Vazar Kerev Yumas. So once I know that a Tamei Shashimesh and a Zar Shashimesh are the same because we have a hekesh between them, why do I need a separate drasha to teach me a Tamei Shashimesh from a Gzeir Shava? I already have it from a Hekish. So the Ran says we're going to see other things that are Dinam B'Misa from a Tamei Shashimesh, and if we would learn it from a Hekish, meaning that we're going to have other halachos that we derive from a Tamei Shashimesh. If Tamei Shashimesh itself was only derived from a Hekish, it wouldn't be able to then go teach other things, because that which is learned from a Hekish cannot be Chozer Malamed B'Gzeir Shava. So I need to have the source of it be something stronger than a hekish. So, frankly, Gemara, v'neil of chilul chilul minosar. Why don't we learn a gzeir shava of chilul chilul from nosar? That where it also uses the lashon of chilul, and over there it's a chi of kares. Mala alam kares af kan kares. Right, just like we asked earlier in the daf when it came to the very first item on the list, we asked this question: what was there? Someone who eats what was the first one? I forgot already. But ochel satevel. Right, we said why don't we learn from Nosar. So says Gemara, Mistavra Truma, Mistavra, that it's, again, if you have an option to learn the Gzeir Shava of Chilul Chilul from Nosar, as opposed to learning it from Truma, so it's more Mistavra to learn it from Truma. Truma Avle Lemelef, because it has a number of things in common with Truma. Shakein, because we find a lot of common ground between a Tamei person eating Truma and a Tamei person doing the Avoda. And that is, number one, Guf. Both of them are Tamei people. It's the body that's Tamei. Number two, Tamei. They're both relating to Tumah, as opposed to Nosar has nothing to do with Tumah. Number three is Mikvah. They could both solve their problem by going to the Mikvah, as opposed to Nosar. And number four, Birabim. The Lashon of Chilul is said in the Lashon Rabim of Yichaleluhu, Yichalelu, and not just Chilel, like it says by Nosar. So it says, well, Adrabim, Minos Rabbalein Lemelef. I could tell you that we should learn from Nosar, because it has a lot of common things between Nosar Yosar Shekain, because we find Tuma, a Tamei person doing the Avoda and Nosar have certain things in common, namely Kodesh, that they're both Talui and Kachim, they're both issues relating to Kachim, one about the Avoda of Kachim, one about the Achila of Kachim, whereas Truma has nothing to do with Kachim. Number two, it's Pinim, they're both about the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Truma's got nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Number three, Pigel, they're both can generate an Isra of Pigel by having the wrong Makshava. And number four, Venosar, the Psul Kachim is a Psul that applies to Kachim after the Zman Achila, which does not apply to Truma at all. So you want to tell me that we should learn it from Truma, why don't we learn from Nosar? So, and if you list off what it has in common, what a Tamei person doing the Avoda has in common with Truma, and what it has in common with Nosar, you'll find it's even, it's 4 and 4. So you can't even say Hanach Nefishin anymore, because it's 4 and 4. So it says, yeah, but we can go back with the other answer that we had earlier, that we'd prefer to learn Lashon of Yichalulu, from Yichaluluhu, as opposed to Yichalel or Chilel, which is only a singular Lashon. The Aruch Lanar points out, it's not really 4 and 4, because there are other commonalities between a Tamei Sheshimesh and Nosar. They're Enam B'peiros, they're both knowing B'chutzlarz, meaning, go back to the previous list we had earlier in the daf, and you'll find a lot of those that should have been mentioned over here. So the Aruch Lanar leaves that as a Tzarchin, why the Gemara left a number of commonalities off the list over here. Okay, then we said, next item on the list is Tvil Yom Sheshimesh. A person who's Tvil Yom does the Avodah's Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, Min Nala, and how do I know that that's true, that he's Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim? So says Mar Ditanya, Rabbi Simeon Yomer, Remez L'Tvul Yom, Shem Avad Chilal Minayin. Where's the Remez that teaches me that Tvul Yom does the Avoda, that he's Mechalal the Avoda? Now it says the Lashon Remez, the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos writes, it's a Din Midar Raisa, but it's called the Remez because you need a Kabbalah from your Rebbe to see how this Drasha works. You would never been able to make this Drasha on your own. So how do I know that a Tvul Yom that does the Avoda, that he's Mechalal the Avoda? Tamil Omer, because the Pasuk says, Kedoshim Yu Lelokeyam Velo Yichalalu. So it's coming to tell us not to do the Avodah B'tumas HaGuf, and it tells me the Avodah is Mechulal. So Emeinu Minin the Tamei Sheshimesh, if I don't need it to teach me about a Tamei doing the Avodah, Tenafkalan Mi V'yinazru, because that I already know from the Pasuk V'yinazru, so today we need the Tvil Yom Sheshimesh. It must be coming to teach me about a Tvil Yom who does the Avodah, V'yalav Chilu Chilu Mi Truma, and we therefore learn the Onesh from Gzei Rishav of Chilu Chilu from Truma, Malala B'misa, Avkan B'misa, just like by Truma, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. Over here also, by Tvil Yom that does the Avodah, it's also Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Tosas raises the question, what exactly is the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara's answer over here? That a Tvil Yom is, isn't a Tvil Yom just an example of someone that's Tamei? Right? How do I know that a Tvil Yom is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim? I know that a Tamei who does the Avodah is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. How do I know a Tvil Yom that does the Avodah is Misa B'dei Shemayim? It's the same thing. A Tvil Yom is an example of someone who's still Tamei. So Tosas gives the obvious answer. Yeah, but he's not quite as Tamei. His Tamei is such a Tuma Kalusha, it's in such a weakened state that I might have thought that doesn't really count as Tuma. Okay, Mechusar Begadim Minalan. How do I know that Kohen does the Avodah while he's not wearing all the big day kahuna, that he's Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim? I'm Rabbi Yevo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Umatuba Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that they say in the name of Elazar Rabbi Shimon, it says by big day kahuna, V'chagarta Osam, this past week's Parsha, V'chagarta Osam Avnate, Bizman Shabigdei Maleim, Kunasam Aleim. It says, V'chagarta Osam Avnate, it says that Vahisalem Kuna Luchuka Solam at the end of the Pasuk. So we see that when they're wearing their Begadim, they're Kohanim. Ain Bigde Maleim, Ain Kunasam Aleim. Vavlu Zarim, when they're not wearing the Bigde Kuna, they're like a regular Zar. Mamar Mar, Zar Shashimesh B'misa. And we know a Zar does the Avodah's Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So this is just another example of a Zar who does the Avodah. So that's how I know. Now there's obviously some limit to that of a Bizman Shein Bigde Maleim, Ain Kunasam Aleim. We do give the first Aliyah to a Kohen, we do allow a Kohen to Duchen, and I've never seen a Kohen in my life that's wearing the Big Day Kahuna. So obviously there's some Dinim of Kahuna that are not Tali in the Big Day Kahuna, and other Dinim of Kahuna that are Tali in the Big Day Kahuna. That's a question in Halacha, that it could be the ability of a Kohen to be Mochal as Kavod is only Kasha'in Big Day Amaleim. Umuchusar Kapar Minalan, how do I know Muchusar Kapar is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim if he does the Avoda? Amravuna Damar Krav, V'chipra La'akoin, V'tehera, V'tehera, Mechal Shei Tameya. Tehera sounds like that it's tameya, and the vamer mar tamei shishimish b'misa, and we know that a tamei that does the avodah is chayv misa. V'shelo rochutz yadayim raglayim minalan. How do I know someone who didn't wash their hands and feet that they're chayv misa b'dei shemayim when they do the avodah? D'chsev this week's parsha bevoam elolamoy d'chutzumayim v'lo yamusu. So it says bevoam means that they go to do the avodah, and it says that if they wash their hands and their feet, then v'lo yamusu. Sounds like if they don't wash their hands and feet, then yes, yamusu. Ushsu ye'ayin. How do I know that someone who drinks wine is chayv misa b'dei shemayim if he does the avodah in the mikdash? Tichsiv yayin v'shecher al teish. Al teish, then the pasuk says v'lo samusu at the end of the pasuk. So we see that if you do drink the wine, then tamusu upurei rosh. And how do I know upurei rosh that do the avodah and michayv misa b'dei shemayim? Tichsiv rosh lo yigaldechu ufera lo yishalechu uksiv basrei. And then it follows with v'yayin lo yishtu iskish purei rosh suyayin. So we have a hekesh between purei rosh and suyayin, between kohanim that don't get a haircut in 30 days and suyayin mal suyayin b'misa af purei rosh b'misa, that they're both chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So that concludes the list of the 11 averos for which one is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the elaboration of the brisa, where we're then going to go through the three things that you're for sure not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim, and the two things that are machlokas, whether one is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim or not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Everyone have a great day.